the Caves of Sylvan. And now for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to 1906 U.S. Gen Web, Chapter 8, the topography of Richland County. While upon this subject of rock formations in Richland County, it were perhaps as well to give a description of some of the caves in the town of Sylvan. These are located on Section 34. One of these caves have long been known as the Bear Den. Their lair, which had been supposed to be the extent of the cavern, having been often seen. The entrance to the cave, about 200 feet above the level of this creek, that being the west branch of Mill Creek, and from a sinkhole about 10 feet in depth, is through an opening in the solid rock. The passage of 20 feet is high and wide enough for a man, followed by a wider one for 40 feet further, after which, by change of direction, of course, the Bear Den is reached. This, as a passage of 10 rods, brings the explorer to a small hole, just a close fit for a man's body through which he can climb. Then making his way through a difficult passage of 20 rods, which will bring them into a round room, about 30 feet in diameter, from the center of which a small stream of water is constantly dripping. Two passages lead off from this room. The one from the left is through rock, 10 rods, where a pool of pure, clear water, about 2 feet in depth, is found. Passing this to the end of the cavern is reached in about 4 rods. Passing this to the end of that cavern is another one reached for another 4 rods. The passage leading from the right of the central room also discovers a pool of good water larger than the other. After passing the water at a distance of another 10 rods, a small opening is found, but what remains beyond this has not been explored. On the other side of the creek, from the caves above those described on that bluff, another, equally curious cave has been visited.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky Newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.